Casa Milan Podcast. I would like to try to do the match preview between Milan and Cagliari in the Giornata 6 Serie A season 2023 and 2024. The match will be held on Sardinia Arena in Cagliari's home in Sardinia Island. The match will be held on Wednesday late night, 11:30 p.m. Indonesian time. Will be broadcasted in video.com. If you have subscribed it, just watch the game. But I don't know whether you will watch it or not, because it's not a good time to watch football at in the middle of the night while you should be working or go to your school the morning. And the match itself, it's not categorized as a big match, but yeah, if you are curious, or if you would like to see who are the players in Milan midfield after Rade Krunic injured, then probably you should watch this match. And also, another rotation should be made by Pioli, whether Olivier Giroud place will be given to Okafor or Luka Jovic. Or another player to watch is Yunus Musa. He had a good game against Verona last weekend. And also, the return of Mike Mignon and also Theo Hernandez, it's something to be talked about. And also, will Yasin Adli play, get some minutes, or Pioli put Tijani Reinders instead? Or, I don't know. Yeah, let's see about who will be playing against this Cagliari team. While the Cagliari team, they're currently sitting on 19th place in Serie A. They haven't won any single match, only scored one goal. It's not a good sign, actually. It's not a good beginning of the season for this team, who's just get promoted from Serie B last season. And yeah, however, Milan cannot underestimate this kind of team, because they should be motivated. Yeah, they should be motivated to get the first win of this season. And they also coached by an experienced coach, Claudio Ranieri. Yeah, who is experienced to handle this kind of situation, this kind of opponents of variative playing style. And also, this Cagliari team actually have a unique policy, especially on the ticket price. Based on the information that I read some weeks ago, Cagliari is the most expensive. The tickets of Cagliari match is the most expensive, in average of €50. If you compare with Milan, the average price ticket is €29, while a team like Inter, €20, or team like Juventus, Fiorentina, Roma, or Lazio, they sell a cheaper ticket price than Cagliari. I don't know what's the reason behind this policy. Yeah, however, yeah, judging from the style of play shown by Ranieri so far, the team switch formation oftenly. Like in the first match against Torino, they play with three defense, but In the match against Inter and Bologna, they switched to 4-man defense. But then in the last two matches against Udinese or Atalanta, they switched back to 3-man defense. I don't know what will be the formation Ranieri will use against Milan, but it's just a matter of numbers or set up in the drawing tactical board. But the most important thing is how will they approach the game, how will they play, how will they press, how will they pass the ball around. That's the more important one. Cagliari will likely play with Boris Radunovic, the Serbian 27-year-old goalkeeper. And if they use the 3-man defense, usually Alberto Dosena will be the center of the defense, and alongside with Adam Aubert, the Slovakian defender, and Paulo Azzi as another defender from Brazil. The midfield will be consist of Antoine Mukumbo and also Alessandro Deola. And one more player likely will be Nahitan Nandes. Or if Nandes played on the wide area, usually Ibrahim Sulemane will play on one of the midfielders, while the wide area will be contained by Gabriel Zappa on the right and Tommaso Augello on the left, or sometimes Nahitan Nandes played in that position. Up front, there are actually some of familiar names, but one of them should compete each other to be played alongside with Zito Lufumbo. Zito Lufumbo is an Angolan striker, a skillful one, a quick one, who scored the only goal for Cagliari this season so far, and he should be watched by Milan defenders because, judging from the stats, he's got one of the most progressive ball carrier. So Cagliari usually play with his direction, with he as a leader of the attack. So whoever play on his side should mark him closely. And another player who will be play alongside Zito will be between Elder Shomurodov, Leonardo Pavoletti, or Andrea Petagna. These three players, very experienced in Serie A. Even Shomurodov played for Roma last season. Andrea Petagna played for Monza. He also played with Milan and Napoli. Very experienced player. Yeah. So they cannot be underestimated, as I said before. They are good in the air. They are a good header. Yeah. Also, alongside with Zito, with skill, his skill and pace, yeah, the Milan defense should be full alert in 90 minutes. Yeah. And for the playing style that I've presume about this team, yeah, for the record, I haven't watched any single Cagliari match this season, but from the stats, yeah, this team, It's not a team that would like to pass to each other. The average pass for the defenders each match only 40 pass, and they average play long ball 2 or 3 times per match. Yeah, if you compare with Milan, players like Fikayo Tomori can play 70 passes in 90 minutes. Or Malik Chow can play 50 or 60 passes. Although it's a short or long, yeah, it shows that the Cagliari defense is not there are no ball playing defenders. Yeah, so they would like to attack immediately. yeah, with long ball. And if they couldn't find any teammates up front, they will usually provide the pass for Mukumbo. Mukumbo is the most Cagliari player who's got amount of pass to the opponent's area. So usually Mukumbo will be the playmaker basically for this team, while Deyola and also Nandes, they also attack to the wing, to the flank, or attack to the box. If you remember the season where Milan had Scudetto in 2022, Milan beat Cagliari 4-2, and Deyola scored for Cagliari against Milan. Yeah, it should be noted that this player can also attack to the penalty box, which should be alert also as well. He's also very physical, he's got more than 180 centimeters tall. Yeah, he's good in the air. While Nandes, he's not a big size player, but he's got some skills and determination, and also he oftenly get booked, whether it's yellow or red. That means he's a determined midfielder. Yeah, he's not hesitate to make any foul. Yeah. Another direction that Cagliari used to attack the opponents will be through the wing back. This is where Tommaso Augello and Gabriel Zappa played. They send the cross. They usually get the cross for the attackers, or they cut inside, especially Zappa. While Tommaso Augello, more traditional wingback or fullback. Zappa, he can play cutting inside to the penalty box or to the half space. This is should be fully watched by Theo if he play in the game. Yeah, I think that's the only information that I've got from the Cagliari side. Yeah, this Cagliari side is not the familiar one with Marco Roque, or before that Diego Godin, yeah, or Pavoletti when he's at peak. Yeah, it's a brand new squad. Yeah, actually they have Lapadula. Yeah, they had Gianluca Lapadula on their squad last season in Serie B. Lapadula scored 21 goals in Serie B last season, but he's now he is currently not in Cagliari. I don't know where he plays now. Yeah, in short, yeah, there are no Joao Pedro as well, no star player, no national team player aside of Nandes probably. But once again, with their passion, with their supporters, they willing to present the first win for the supporter. This motivation should not be underestimated by Milan, by Pioli's side. It is also interesting that once I said that who will be play in front of the defense, with Milan most likely will return to four-man defense. Yeah, who will be plays again in Rade Krunic place? Is it Reinders or Yasin Adli? And interestingly, Yasin Adli create a cryptic message in his Instagram story with the words Ash Sabr. In Arabic, it means patience, or sabar in Indonesia. So it shows that he already waited for this opportunity to play, but apparently Pioli haven't given his trust yet. I don't know what's the reason behind that, or has Adli ever pranked Pioli or something? I don't know. Or will Pioli play Pobega in that position? But I don't think so. Pobega is not a player with a good ball control or ability to play in a tight position. Yeah. If it's not Krunic, it will be Reinders. Yeah, Reinders will play with Loftus-Cheek and Yunus Musa. Probably Adli will play on the second half and will get his chance. Let's hope for that. And I also wait for Chukwueze to play, because against Verona he didn't play. But I hope that in this trip away to Cagliari he will play. And also Okafor and Luka Jovic. I don't know who will play, yeah, to replace Giroud. Or even Leao. I don't know whether Leao will be rested or not. If it is, let's hope that Pulisic played there or Okafor played there. And in the middle, Luka Jovic or Okafor will play as a striker. Yeah. Whoever play, I hope they will play the best game. And they will get patience, because it's not going to be easy to win against Cagliari in their home. Yeah, sometimes they provide some of the difficulties in the past against Milan. And yeah, Cagliari is a very physical team. They have tall defenders and also attackers. They have determined midfielders like Mukombo and Nandes. They have dangerous players like Deyola. So yeah, I think this game has something to watch. Yeah, if we want to see the tactical battle between Ranieri and Pioli, yeah, you can watch this match also. Yeah, what will Pioli do? Yeah, let's hope that Milan will get the full 3 points. Yeah. Okay, I think that's all for the preview. Thank you for listening. Bye.